I have a shvua, and he's going to say, if you don't make a shvua, if you give me 5%, you don't have to give me a shvua. Now, according to that, which is just fair, one thing, according to that, you just have to, if you're following, you'll realize that if the investor is saying that he wants back 5%, and we're saying it has to be a reasonable number, that the investment could produce 5%, that really means that the whole entire amount of money given has to produce 10%. Because half of it is staying with the manager who's getting the loan. He's only giving back half of the profits. Okay, so the reasonable amount has to be a reasonable amount. Whatever the investor wants back, it has to be reasonable that the investment can make double that. If the investment can make double that, and therefore the makabel will keep half, and he'll give back half to the investor. That's legitimate, and then. The whole thing is being given towards the profits, yeah.
I thought
just half is... No, half is an investment. The other half is also... is the say, Mishta Bei Shechra? What do you mean?
I took it as half of it is you tell me it's a loan.
That's the first one.
It's a loan, but the point is, it's a loan... I fall Christ on the Iska, but...
Well, you, it
yeah, it's still the idea...
Shubit's investment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Kuvdala, just...
You say, why do I have to make 10%? Maybe you're just going to be Mishnah B'Shukra. Okay, you're being mafkir yourself. It's a shayl of Gezel if you do that. It's not, that's a shayl of Gemara if you're allowed to spend it on your own thing. But etzim, it's Meshubah to be invested into the thing. You're allowed to split. It's not, so you have to be, it has to be reasonable that you can make back double the amount of money of what he wants in order to accept the Iska. Just, he had a question first.
Yeah, now that we're at the same time, the Pikadah
yeah.
and
it's still Rebbe's Rabbanon.
Problem is, if no one would make that pikadum relationship on its own, and it comes out, you're giving him a great deal, and because he's giving you a loan.
What great deal? That he's working for free?
He's not working. If someone would come and say, here's the pikadum, you want to do this shtick? Absolutely not. No one on earth would do that. But now,
if you pay me a dollar, maybe I would.
Plus, he's giving you a loan at the same time.
If you do pay me a dollar, maybe I would. Yeah. Mr. Cat. What? I can't hear.
Can't the joint venture be a different percentage than 50-50?
Yes, but I'm not going to get that.
That would affect the reasonable decision.
Yeah, exactly. All that would affect it. Okay, fine. So this is the way we do it nowadays, and therefore, and that's the setup. Now, if... I'm not sure what was wrong with that. Now, we'll see what happens like this. Basically, what we're saying is that the whole way to guarantee your return is because you say to the person, really, for you to tell me how much your return made back, you're going to make me a shvua. But I'll be moichel the shvua if you give me back 5%. Okay. So now there's going to be a lot of problems. Turning every single loan into an iska. Because what we have to realize is, what I said before, it's not magic over here that you could just make like Rav Moshe says, it's not a lachash. It's not the magic that you can make a loan into an iska. You have to actually understand what you're doing. And that's the last page. The last page in the packet is it says Maseches Chulin on the top. It's in those black letters on the corner. It's from the Shalah. So the Shalah says, In the bottom corner there, the Shlal says, I think there's two things on the page. The Shlal says, "She'oisin shtar iska kloimar heter ve'ein oisin kfi adin." They don't do it right. Gam aloyvele, he's saying people are over ribis. Gam aloyvele fa'amim ein meivin v'haheter ein elachucha v'atlula. If the loyve doesn't understand what you're doing, it's just a joke. Ve'ech yala libam lahatois ein elyoin. You think you're going to fool Hashem just because you're so in the shtar? If no one knows what you're doing, it's not an iska. It's chucha v'tlula. The Pesachim say the shalah, according to the shalah, it's not even chal b'dieved. It's chucha v'tlula, it's nothing. So if you don't know what you're doing, that's the next page where we started in the Sma, the Kuntres HaSma also, the Kuntres HaSma in Ois Dalad, which was back in the fourth page of the number of the pages, but he says also in Ois Dalad, I underline, v'yedu v'yavinu zeh, haloyve v'makabal. They have to understand what they're doing. So you're changing it into an iska, number one. Number two is you have to realize that now that you're understanding, you're explaining to the other tzad that we're going into a partnership together. The Bris Yudah says on amazing chiddush that you can't lend someone money with an iska if that person is not someone that you could go into business with. Meaning, you're not allowed to go into a shutvis with someone that's going to work on Shabbos or in the business. You're not allowed to go into a shutvis with someone that's selling tray food. You're not allowed to make money off tray food. So if you're going into a shutvis, it's a real thing. An iska is a real thing, and therefore, if he's going to use this money to do something that you're not allowed to be, that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to lend him and go into the business into shutvis either, of the iska, for example, right. So that's very important to keep in mind that it's not a haram over here. You have to understand it, and you have to really realize that it's a loan. Now. It's a shutvis. Now, once that's the case, what happens if there's a person that, once it comes the end of the term, and now you want to get back your money, and he says, but you and him both know that he didn't make any money. So you can't be mechayev him a shvuah. Because what's your taina? I don't believe you unless you make a shvuah. I don't have to believe you. I myself know that whatever investment you made with this thing didn't no money came out of it. I know what happened. So can the malva in such a scenario, can he be mechayiv a shvuah? Well, chayiv he can't be. If he can't be mechayiv a shvuah, chayiv he can't get his profits. Because his whole profit is based on the fact that I'll be mechayiv a shvuah. If I don't have a shvuah, you can't do that, number one. Number two is another case. Let's say he's not a person who's nemun with a shvuah. He's Machal Shabbos for Hesia. Beis Din would never let him make a Shavua. And even if he makes a Shavua, it's not valuable. So what are you going to say? I'm only going to believe you with a Shavua? You can't believe him with a Shavua. So if he doesn't have any Nemonos to you with a Shavua, it's a joke. Because you say, I don't believe you with a Shavua. It doesn't work. So this was a big Shaila that was asked by Yashiv, the guy with the banks in Eretz Yisrael, that if the people running the banks are not from, and they're not Nemen with a Shavua, so the whole thing doesn't, how can they make Hatter Iska like that? So Yashiv says that in such a case,
you're the
money. Whichever one you're doing, you're doing everything with the bank. You're borrowing money, you're putting in money, you're doing both.
Yeah, but for you to be the life, you're that money.
You're also being Mavi.
Well, yeah, but you can't put it in. You can't make a bank, you can't put in the money. So Rabbi Yashiv said that over there, there would be a certain emonos because his job is on the line and there's a mirsas and is a chal Hashem involved. In other words, you're allowed to mechayiv him a shvuah even because he's not going to make a shvuah sheker, he's in public, whatever, in such a case. But if I'm a person, when you don't have that svara, it's not so poshut. So the I saw in the Chalkas Binyamin, he wants to say that if you don't have any emonos on the Shavua, you can make up a different way to guarantee, you know, to guarantee it back. You have to prove to me with notarized documents and stuff like that. But it may not be so poshut. But that's all realizing that you really have to understand the shtar and understand what's going on. Okay, now let's go to the other case I mentioned. But before we go to that case, let's go to that case I mentioned before. Let's say they both know that. Before they both know. Let's say no profits came. So the loive, the person who got the money, he knows that no profit came. So is he allowed to pay back? So that's lachar pashut, because the malve, the person who put in the money, doesn't know. So since the investor doesn't know, Dr. B'Shalom Zalman, I don't even mention what the chiddush is, that he could still be mechayev shvuah, and since he could be mechayev shvuah, he could say, if you don't, I hear what you're saying, but if you don't want to make the shvuah, you have to give me 5%. Fine. But let's say the problem is in the case where the malva also knows. The investor knows that the investment that they made together, you know, didn't make any money. Didn't make any money. What's a very, very common case is, let's say you someone buys money, a private person borrows money to buy a house. So they're writing a mortgage, basically, on the house, on the specific house. And he's getting a private loan to buy this house. So he's getting a loan from a relative, whatever. So they write a Heter Iska. What does it say in the Heter Iska? It has in the Heter Iska, you're lending me $200,000 to buy this house. Half of it is my responsibility to pay it back. Half of it is your investment. I'll give you back 5% interest rate. And let's assume it's realistic that the house could go up 10%. So therefore, since it's realistic the house could go up 10%, I can guarantee you back 5%. And the money that you're giving me, we're going into a business together with this house at this address, 1000 10th Avenue. Okay. So now, the whole Iska is misuyim to that house. Okay, so everyone knows. So what's the malva going to tell you? The malva is going to say, okay, time to pay back my 5%. Well, I'm going to make a so what are you going to say? Well, how much did it make back money? So the loiva is going to say, no, it didn't make back any money. Well, I don't believe you. You have to make a shvua. And if you don't make a shvua, you have to give me back 5%. When you make a shvua, go online, go on wherever it says this information. It's public record. The person knows exactly where the money went. And you could tell right away, did it go up or did it not go up? So there's no makom for him to be mechayev a shvua. If there's no makom to be mechayev a shvua, there's no way he can get back his 5%. So this is a serious issue. So...
claim you have people that want to buy that house for a lot.
Yeah.
On black market.
No, he has to claim it.
No, he's saying he doesn't. For the malva to have a taina.
Well, the malva can say, I don't believe you. I know people that want to buy your house. You live next to a shul, it's artificially bubbled up, and people will pay less.
Okay, fine. I don't know if that's the value. You're saying you could get money back. You could get money back. Okay, but let's say the person lives in the neighborhood. I'm saying the person lives in the neighborhood, knows what's going on. Everyone knows what's going on. If you know exactly where the person put the money, so it's very easy to find out, and you can't mechayev a shvua on that if you yourself know. So that's why this case was a very complicated case. Okay, so the eitzah on this was the following. The eitzah on this was given by the first person to give this eitzah was on the page that looks like this. It says it's two different things, even though it looks like one thing. We didn't number the pages, so. But it says Shut Meshev on it. Now, on the right hand column is the Tshuva's Marsham. On the left hand column is the Tshuva of the Shol Meshev. So the Marsham says that what you're doing is the following. That what you do is that when you borrow the money to invest in this house, what you have to tell the person is that. I'm taking the money to invest in a property. So first of all, you don't have to tell them where it is. If you don't tell them where it is, then maybe they won't be able to find out. But even if you do, what you want to do is you want to say, in addition to that, you also get a share in any other investment that I have. You get a share in any other investment that I own. So not all, you're investing in my investments and all my future investments, whatever I'll ever make. So therefore, there's no way for the malva to know that nothing that you have went up or down.
The house for the malva, has it helped the lawyer?
That's what we're saying from Rosh Hashanah. As long as the malva doesn't know, it's fine.
Why?
Because the malva could still be mechayev a shvua.
The lawyer has to give the revus.
No, the lawyer doesn't have to give real revach. It's pur shvua.
Why is it not called revus?
You're getting rid of the shvua. It's nothing to do with in Chami. The loiva doesn't. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's point is that if you write the shtar like the Chochmas Adam, that the whole point of the 5% is not a. It's not that we're approximating. You know what? Let's just leave it at 5%. No, to get rid of the shvua is that's the problem. If you don't write this whole thing with the shvua, then you're just approximating. So then you can't pay that. You have to make this thing that you're getting rid of the shvua with the 5%. So as long as the malva doesn't know, then it's fine. So he says this eitzah that if you're taking money for a very specific thing, then what you should do is you should write that you're going to get a chelik in all of my investments. Now the thing is that if it's someone that's borrowing money to buy a house. Okay, it's one thing if you borrowed a couple hundred dollars. You know, I have other investments. If you're borrowing a lot of money. For a simple person, their biggest investment is their house. So they don't have anything else that's equaling that amount of money. So where else are you being kind of money? A simple person doesn't have...
He doesn't know what you have.
Okay, I'm just saying it's not so realistic. It's not so realistic. But that's if you're borrowing money for an iska, that's the idea. So this idea, this whole is also in the next page in the Imri Yosher. In the Imri Yosher, he says it's beferish, and he says like this. This was the case. Al dvar she'lasei. Okay. Shebolafana. Listen to the shaila. Be'echad shelava mechaveray. Do you see where the Imri Yosher is? The next page. He didn't end up doing any business with it whatsoever. Rak lachu l'shalom a bank shai noishim, but he paid up a different loan with it. But he didn't end up, he ended up paying off a bank loan, but he didn't end up making any business with it. V'rotza limkar beisei, ukayoyim ena loy v'roitza l'shalom ha'iska. He was going into foreclosure, basically. They were going to sell his house to pay up his loan. He borrowed money from someone and paid back the bank. Okay, but that, where's the iska? My house I have anyway. And the money I just borrowed, they paid the bank, so I didn't invest it at all. So now what's the loy v'stayna? Yeah, we signed that iska. I was giving you 5%, but I didn't invest it. But Amrei shalai hir v'yach v'gam amalvi yodem yizeh. The loy and the malvi both know that he took the money and went to the bank with it. So how is he going to make his money? So at the bottom of the first column, so he says, "Ubiyois oz lahamakabel schoira be'en im hayu yadua zel anois in vade rishai lohitzi amois luten lechelik b'schoira." He says you can get money in a different schoira of his. When you give the guy the amount of money, it doesn't have to be towards the house or towards anything specific. I'm getting money in your other schoira. So if the person's a businessman and he has other schoira, so I'm getting your business in the schoira. Now, it's very important to note that if you're doing this, according to the Lapuskin, you have to make a kinyan on the other stuff. So it means normally a heter iska, we didn't talk about that, but heter iska, theoretically speaking, you could do a bedibur. You could just say, I'm lending money, I'll pay heter iska. Now it's not lechatchila to do that, because you could write a shtar. You write a shtar and you make up the iska. But in addition to that, you should also make a kinyan on all the other person's nechasim. Because that way you're not meshubah to any specific thing. Okay? Now that's all in a case where you borrowed money, taka, for a house or something like that. And the whole question is, where are you going to get your 5%? And this is a tshuva written by, there's also a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, which is, yeah, the Moshe says it very clear. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it's very clear. I would encourage everyone to read through this tshuva if you're interested in understanding it. But the Samech Beis, until the first letter, he outlines this idea of a mortgage and how do you borrow a private mortgage on a house. But he basically says this idea, okay, that you should get a kinyan in all the other person's nechasim as well.
That helps the future stuff.
Yeah, somehow it helps the future stuff. Okay, now, fine. Now it's like this. Let's say that's all very good if the person's borrowing money for a house, but now you want to, what happens if you both know that the whole kavan over here is that this person's making a chasana and he needs money for the chasana? Nothing to do with business, he's not putting it into a house, he's not putting it anywhere. He's taking it straight and he's paying the caterer. So there's no business involved. So what are you guaranteeing? 5%, iska, this, that, he's using it for his groceries. There's no shaykhis, a certain thing that a private loan, there's no shaykhis to an iska over here. So how can you be mechayv, a shavua, investment, the malva and the loiva both know exactly what's going on.
Practically the shavua doesn't have anything to do with the business venture. I can make a shavua. It does.
What do you mean? Shavua that what? That your caterer
you,
didn't go...
I can tell you that for the next year, I'm not going to speed over the speeding limit. And
no,
and I'll make a shvua.
That's not, no. The shvua is on the revachim. It's a din. It's a halacha. We were talking to.
For you to get me off the shvua.
Okay, that's not the case.
85%.
It has nothing to do with the business. You can't. That's ribis. Tzutza. You can't give a guy a loan. No, you can't do that. You can't give a guy a loan and then say, if I don't drive over the speed limit, I'll give you 20%. No, you can't do that. That's ribis tzutza. There's no shaykhis. It's no shaykhis. It's no shaykhis. You have no. There's no shaykhis. You can't make up something that's no shaykhis to reality. Okay, next. So now, if you're doing such a case, so what's the halacha? So the Mori Dika Tshuva, in that same page with the Marsham on the other side, was the Tshuva from the Shlomo Meshiv. So Shlomo Meshiv Mamish had this Shaila. If you look in the brackets there, in Simon Kuf Samech, he had the Shaila like this. Nishalti, Milamir Echa. There was a Rebbe, She'en Le Shum Mischar. No business whatsoever to his name. Rak Mashem Makabel Schirus Hambalamdus. He makes parnasa. He's a rebbe. He gets his salary, hopefully, and then and he feeds his family. Arkad. He doesn't have any investments. Nothing to his name. V'ata tzarech lahasi b'noi, yes, make a chasana, v'ein lo lahasi oi, you don't have money. V'tzarech lulvois mois shal rvachim, al rvachim, and he has to get money with heter iska. V'shaal imotel loy lahalvois al tzad heter iska, kiven de ikar iska hu palga milva pa b'kodin. So this Rebbe knew what he was talking about, and he said, I can't borrow money with heter iska. V'harevach hu le'emtza, oikif imashi yispashur b'neim, whatever they make up, v'arei hu ein lo shum mischar, v'rak shal kecha mois umasi b'noi. And then he's going to take back a little bit of the weekly wages that he gets, and he's going to pay back the loan. So there's no shaykhis to an iska, to business, nothing. So he asked the Shaul Meshav if he's allowed to do this. So Zok the Shaul Meshav, a huge chiddush, and the other two tshuvas that we read are coming lafuke him, this chiddush, where he says like this, in the brackets, in the next set of brackets, the Indian heter iska hu kol mashi yarviach. It doesn't have to be in the business, in this iska, whatever you make money with. V'afim eino be'esek zeh. Mikumok mi'lav shahoyo lo'esek zeh, hayem mukhach likach mo'is, acher lasis esek zeh. Now let's say the case of the foreclosure. So he says, in the case of the foreclosure, the iska is allowing me to hold on to my house. So whatever the house goes up in value now is subject to the iska. Because if I would have gone into foreclosure, I would have lost the house. And now whatever money the house was, I wouldn't have had it. So therefore, the iska is also getting us a schus in the house. So it doesn't have to be that you're any to'elus which comes, derech agav, through the iska, he has a right to get benefit from that. So says the Shaul Meshav, v'ozlaya lemois sha'ala es ufizeh, hamalamed, this Rebbe, sheparnasasoy mehamalamdus, im lo ye lo malecho lo yuchalavid. If he didn't have parnasa, if you wouldn't be able to eat, or he can't sleep at night because otherwise he's making the chasana, he can't teach. So since he can't teach, he won't make money. So therefore, the fact he's going to teach tomorrow is only because of this loan or because of this investment. So I'm making an investment in your ability to teach. That's the chiddush of the Shaul Meshav. That since this Rebbe is only able to teach with this investment that he got, so I'm making an investment, I want 50% of what's coming out of your teaching abilities. And Memela, that's what the Shaul Meshav wants to be Mechadish in this tshuva. So even a personal one, now another Poiskim, if you look back in the Marsham and the Imre Yosha that we said are coming lafuke this. They say, no, you need to actually buy concrete schara, concrete iska, and they agree that it doesn't have to be the specific iska that you're giving it for, but it can't just be in the loft. It has to be for a specific, schara or other investment. It can't just be, what the guy's working. But this was the Chiddush of the Shaul Meshav. You're getting a schus in his.
Didn't go up.
What?
The salary didn't go up.
No, but it doesn't make a difference.
How can you be Mashab?
What do you mean, why not?
It's not going to go up. There's no Ramacha. You know that.
You wouldn't be able to work.
You make
all.
Yourself
a seven.
He's saying the whole parnas is called Revach off Mayeska. Because now you're going to be able to work. I'm giving you $1 a day, and you're making $5 a day.
What's the kinyan chal?
The investor. Whoever's giving the loan. Yeah. So this is the Shaul Meshav's chiddush, but no one, they don't like this chiddush. So back to square one, that if...
Like you said before, once you get told something in the chasana, that you don't have a mind that's going to be docked just towards the money for the chasana, rather it's going to get told in the chasana.
Right, but this guy didn't have anything, that's the point. So we'll get to that. So now we're back to the problem. So how do you? He says, "Eilim mischar." He didn't have anything. So now the shaila is: so how do we go ahead and do this? So how can we go? Is it possible to borrow money for a private loan with a heter iska? As of now, the only heter would seem to be this Shaul Meshav, which is a huge chiddush, and no one likes, and the other person don't go with that. So the point I'm saying, what Ephraim is saying over here is that even if you don't have another iska, but maybe the person has other property. If he owns a house, so if this Rebbe would own a house, so then even though you're giving him money to the chasana, if you would have to borrow money against his house for the chasana, you mentioned eventually, so you're getting a share in any property he owns. Now, if you're giving him more money than any investment that he owns, that's taka, maybe a little bit of a problem. But a house is considered an investment. But you're back to the other problem, which is that the Malva now knows that the only thing this guy has is a house. So if he knows where he lives, so you're back to the other problem. So, unless the guy has some other asakim, it may not be so pasha. Now, there was that's the main that's very important to, to note. Now, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but let's say at the end of the day, when the loan is due, the malva, the investor knows that the property didn't go up. So how's he getting mechayev him a shvua?
Well, it didn't go up. It
didn't go. If it was in 2006 in Miami, it didn't go up. You have a house, very nice. It just went down. So where's my 5%? So the malva was. That's what Rabbi Price was signing, but if the guy lives in the neighborhood, he knows the market. He knows that no one's going for that. At the time that you borrowed the money, it was worth X, and now no one in the right mind, you're not going to find anyone that's willing to pay that. If he lives, yeah, if the guy lives in who knows where, and he's just giving you, and even if he knows your address, but he, you know, the fact that he could check it up doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any difference. Will Lamaisa, bottom line is now I want my pay. Now is the time you're paying back the halva or the principal. Between the time that you got it till now, I want 5%. It didn't go up 5%. So where's my shavua?
If it's a monthly thing, though.
Okay, monthly is a little more complicated, and we don't have necessarily time. Even though I didn't write a time on the sign when we're finishing, but I'm not sure we have time to go into monthly. But basically, monthly is the same idea. Is that you're saying is that you pat me for you have to mechay mishvu every month, basically. If in terms of what? Which part? Which part? Because the shvua business. Yeah. So if they would, well, it depends. The point is that they would make the shvur. The point is they're not believers with the shvur. You won't believe them with the shvur. No, when you know and understand. Yeah, not understanding is not a. Yeah, they have to understand it. Okay, that was a chumrah. That thing, you know, if. So now, I just want to finish, and then we're gonna get. I'm gonna spend the next 3 minutes. A couple more halachas, and then practically, how do we go ahead and do this? Okay, so two other eitzes, two other things were said in Lagabe Heter Iska. One is that in a case there was another eitza. I'm not going to get involved in it, but in a case where, like we said, it's not realistic that this investment will go up 10% for you to guarantee you back your 5%, there was a Heter Iska called the Kuli Pikadon. That what you do is basically, it's the same idea, but that the person takes, and Rav Moshe Sternbach goes, there's a lot of pesukim, don't go with this, and it's complicated, but basically what you could do is, theoretically, is you could do the whole entire thing a little bit differently, is what you could do is, you could just tell the guy that the investor is taking all the responsibility on all the loss. There's no half a loan. Half of it is not a loan. All of it is pikadon. So this is the Het of Kufayin Vav, we learned. So if you take all, even Geneva Aveda and Oinsen, and the person takes all the Achrayas, and no matter what happens, so then you really, there's no loan at all going on here. The reason the Poskim don't like that is because it's not really, it's total inaccurate to what's going on. Because
the Gemara says that Paul and Milva, how do you make a deal connected? The Gemara says that's what it has to be.
No, Stam Iska, Mechtza Milva. Also, you're not getting Mechtza Milva. You're not getting Mechtza Milva, you're not getting half the Revachim here. He's getting all the revachim, basically. You're just telling him, I'm not going to believe you, so I'll give you 5%
to
pitch
the
shul.
For the tayalis of the
splitting. But they're not splitting. When you're splitting. Okay, fine. But this was it's a.
That's if they're splitting.
They're not splitting the revach here.
What?
They're not splitting the revach, really. Really, I'm your worker. I'm taking a pikadon. I'm investing everything for you. You're telling me that I'm not going to believe you on any amount unless you make a shvua. But if you want to pot yourself in shvua, I'll give you back 5%. And then I'm really not working for you bechlal. I'm not getting a loan at all. The only thing with that is that the person will like it. It's a big harama.
Why is it a harama?
The noisin is taking all the, because it's not really the case. The noisin is taking all the loss.
If there is a hafzit, then it's the case.
No, so we had a case. Not really. If the makabel's paying for the insurance, because why is he paying? So now, a person was saying, why don't I make a kulei pikadon, and all the achrayis is on the noisin. All the investors taking the achrayis on all the money, so there's no loan at all.
And
but
if you lose out, he won't pay him back.
He won't pay him, right? But he has insurance.
What are you paying the bills?
But it doesn't make sense if the Makabal is paying the insurance.
No one's
paying
it.
What?
The insurance is, he still thinks it's going to go up. If it goes up, he's keeping the difference.
Who is? The worker, the guy that's the lend, the borrower.
The borrower believes it's going to go up.
Right.
So he's willing to pay out that amount, and the investor's taking the risk, but if it goes up much higher.
So you're saying he's willing to pay insurance to be able to work for him and keep the extra money because for the tuition. Sure. Okay, I don't want to get involved in the kula pikadon because that's not the standard case, but it's something to keep in mind. Right. Okay. Right. Now, one other thing here is Heter Iska Klali, is that there was a takana from Brazil Eger, I think Kiv Eger's grandson maybe it was, that a lot of Rabbanim signed a thing at the time that everyone should sign, just, you know, when we wake up in the morning, everything I do today is Alpi Heter Iska, and everyone should just do that. If everyone does that, so any loan that you do is Alpi this Heter Iska Klali. So there's a tshuva in the back I printed here from Rav Aaron Cutler, that Rav Aaron Cutler basically says it doesn't work, for many, many reasons. One is that you could do that on your own things. That it says over there that, you know, for Benon Lamakum, you could say that. Lishma and matzahs and this. But you can't do that when you're dealing with business. Business, the other guy has to know what you're doing. So it doesn't work. The only thing is, by a bank, they say it works because a bank, anyway, there's a lot of fine print and there's a lot of laws and bylaws. And therefore, when you're going into the bank, you don't know their bylaws anyway. And you're basically going, whatever your bylaws are, I'm going with that. And therefore, if they have a Heter Iska Klali, that would work. Okay. So now, I want to just, we have 5 minutes. I mean, we have as long as anyone wants to say. But basically, I have here Heter Iskas. So I want to read it through. And hopefully, now I'll understand it a little bit. I didn't want to give it out before because I figured everyone's just going to read it the whole time and not pay attention. Okay, so where it says Iska number one. Actually, I do need one. The one I have, I didn't. Okay. So Iska number one, where money is advanced for business use. Okay, that's the regular case. So it says over there, I have undersigned have received the sum from Pliny, okay, the investing partner of Vichula. I obligate myself to utilize these funds in a manner which I believe to generate profits, because you're doing it in business, right? Next paragraph. Any claim of loss must be verified through testimony of two qualified witnesses. That's what we said, right? And the next thing is any claim regarding the amount of profit generated will be verified by a shvua, not by witnesses, but by a shvua. So those are the two points that we mentioned. And then what does it say in the next paragraph? It is agreed that I return the above mentioned principle to the investing partner with an additional X percent as payment for the share which are generated. Then what's the point? Then I will not be required to make any further payment or make a shvua, make an oath. So that's what you're outlining over here. You're saying the shvua is on the karen, the edim is on the karen, the shvua is on the ribis or on the revach. And the payment is to pato the shvua. Okay? Then I obligate myself. Then the next paragraph says, this one that starts, I have received, don't forget about this, I've received $1 from the investing partner as payment for my services during the time of the partnership. Because since there's a loan and an investment part, the person who got the investment has to be compensated for his work in investing the investor's money. So he has to give him $1 mitchila. If you don't do that, it's a problem. You have to give that $1 mitchila. Okay? And then it says, in the event of any conflict, we'll go with this. So this is the typical, you know, where it's advanced taka for business purposes, and this is pretty simple. The next one, which is on the other column, is Iska B, where money is advanced for personal use. Okay, this is where it gets a little more complicated. So in the first paragraph is the same, but the second paragraph says, in exchange for the aforementioned sum, the investing partner shall acquire a share in the value of the funds received in any investment, real estate, or business which I own. In the event that no such investment exists, the investing partner will acquire partnership in the value of funds received in any future investment that I shall make. So this is coming to explain, if the guy's borrowing money for a chasana, where is his investments, anything I own or anything which I will own can go in there. And then he goes on to explain where the shvua and all that is. Again, you have to pay him for his half on working on your chelik in the future investments. So this is the idea of how the Heter Iska works. You do, like we said from the Shalal, like you said, you do have to explain this to the other tzad. And Ramosha, it's printed here, I underlined it in the tshuva there, he says also is that it has to be that it overrides the legal documents, because if it doesn't, then it doesn't work. The Ramosha's Lashon here in the tshuva, if you find the page, it says Igros Moshe, so it's the last underlined piece. So it says over there, it says, V'im haloyer is lo yirtzu lichtav zeh, ela kamosha oisin mortgage shehu beribis, tzarech lichtav v'shtar ha'iska, sheshtar zeh hu ha'ikar, shehisnu, v'shtar ha'mortgage, shenasai de'a lawyers, who rakli b'tchoynes, kishlo yirtzu l'kayim v'litim, ha'shechayv l'nois. In other words, you can have a shtar with lawyers, but that's just in case this doesn't work. You want to have a backup, fine, that's not mechayv us to anything. What's mechayv us is this shtar. Not care. They don't know. Well, they don't know if you're gonna. It's gonna be legit. You may, for all I know, you are gonna make a shvua. I don't know what the shvua. You know, it's protection, but it's not actually mechayv them. So that's what Ramosha writes, that it has to be able to override it. Now, Lamaisa, if you're making a loan, the shaila is that probably, I don't know if anyone's suspicious after hearing this whole shiur, that maybe like Hatisk is a little bit, you know, maybe it's like, if you're really your shemayim, you shouldn't do it. I don't know, maybe it's a little sticky. So, yeah. I guess I'm not sure. I didn't look into that, so I don't want to say anything offhand. But whatever is your chay, the only question is on half of it. In other words, the half that's coming for the pikkun for sure for his chaylik milva. Who's trying to charge whom? The lender wants to pay. The borrower wants the lender to pay. So put that in. You have to put that in into the potential revach.
That's right. You have to break it down.
Okay. So yeah, isn't that like the eight?
What?
Right. Now. So now the maisa yadua the Vilna Goin maisa rav ain heter bervachim klal. He didn't use a heterisk at all. That's what's brought down by Sarav. However, although the Paiskim, the Chasam Sofer, and everyone, they all said that there was no pikpuk in it, and this is Niskan Ayde Gedoylem, and there's no, Yer Shemayim can do this, and if you follow the halachas and you know it, there's no problem to do it. However, says the Chafetz Chaim in the Avos Chesed that that's all if it's really for business, to make up pshara a little bit between the Goyin and the other ones. If that's for business, the taka, the person needs it for business, so, okay, he wants to make money, so I'm also allowed to make money. So therefore, you're allowed to go into this partnership with an iska, whatever. But if you taka the case of the Sholem Eshev, when the poor Rebbe doesn't have any money to make the chasana, and the person's borrowing money for, in all these cases, the haterim are very shvach, first of all. But besides that, is that there, you're taking away the midas hachesed, you're not doing the right thing. It's not also the Chafetz Chaim says, but l'maisa, it's not the ratzon Hashem. That a person, that taka needs the money, just for his basic needs, not trying to make a business or whatever, that taka, you should try to look for a way to, if it's possible, to give him money, you know, to give the loan. It's the biggest mitzvah. And he says, and even if you do end up giving Heter Iska, Lamaisa, that doesn't go towards the money that you're giving, that you don't get tzchar for a loan by giving an Iska. So if you have a certain amount of money in your Maisa or whatever that you use for loans, you can't use it for Iska, it has to be a free loan. And Lamaisa, you're taking away the, you know, Hashem treats the people the way you treat others. So if a person's looking to make the extra dollar, then, you know, it's with the cheshbon. But if a person is just doing chesed with the other person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also treat him that way. So Hashem, we talk also from Mizoicha that we shouldn't be nichshal in this iser and follow the